This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. State health officials say the Omicron coronavirus variant was confirmed Thursday in an unvaccinated Hawaii resident with no recent travel history. The adult had been infected with COVID-19 a year ago, isn't currently hospitalized, and had mild to moderate symptoms, including headache, body aches, and cough, according to Hawaii's epidemiologist, Dr. Sarah Kimball. The U.S. earlier this week announced its first known case of the variant in a vaccinated California resident who had recently traveled to South Africa. Scientists are trying to determine whether Omicron spreads more easily or causes more severe disease than the Delta variant that now dominates here in the United States. Given the realities of international travel, scientists said it was inevitable that the Omicron variant would be discovered here in the United States, and they believe it may be spreading in the country before it was detected. Omicron is unlikely to have completely outsmarted the vaccine, experts say, even with its unusual array of mutations. There are a lot of unknowns, but they expect that the shots will still do what they do best, keep people out of the hospital. Omicron seems to be better able than other variants to infect people who have already had COVID-19, according to early data from South Africa. But people with reinfections generally have been seriously ill. Experts are recommending boosters for people who can get them. U.S. officials have authorized them for everyone 18 and older. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app.